I think one of the reasons people think of him as some outrageous, outlandish rock composer is because the ideas that he was using in his rock music actually were so visionary and came from an extraordinary source, the source of his mentor, Edgar Varèse. And then if you throw in some Webern and some Schoenberg and some Bartok and Stravinsky, well, that's pretty new to the ears of people that are not familiar with that music.
Right. Well, there is a whole generation of rock fans, at least those who went to Frank Zappa concerts, who've been exposed to Edgar Varèse's music because Zappa used to have a flutist on hand who would play Density 21.5, and that would be part of the show.
That's right. And then there were another 3,000 when we gave the tribute to Varèse at the Palladium about 1980-81.
Mm-hmm.
There were about 3,000 rock fans that showed up, and many of them were hearing Varèse for the first time.
Mm.
And it was beautiful. You could hear a pin drop in the audience.
Yeah.